Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertainment!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
You're listening to Get Serial Saturdays on Sin 90.7 with Sam and Jules.
Sam, something caught my eye the other day, a poster as I was walking around work.
Oh, what did it say?
It said, call this number and then dial a number after that, like an option for a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, I had to admit I did see the photo. There was some that was like, what was it, number one for like your horoscope or something like that, number six for... Oh, I forgot what it was. Like
number three to go under the sea?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we put it out to all of our listeners to see which number we should call because, like, we're both really curious about what we might hear. So
and
we're gonna...
not telling anyone what they were helping us with. So they had to choose a number between three or nine. And nine got 63% of the vote on our Instagram story at Get Serial. Three got 37% of the vote. So we are going to call 1-800-4-FLUFF. We have no idea. We haven't called it before. We're trialing it on air.
Yep. We want to see what happens. And we're going
to
dial that number
we're
nine.
We're going to dial number nine. Okay. So, Sam, you're going to give me a hand.
Okay.
So what's the number, Sam?
So it's 1-800-4 and then fluff, but we have worked out the number for it. It is 3-5-8-3 and then another 3 that spells fluff. Here we go. I'm nervous.
It's ringing.
Ooh. Press 1 for boring information.
Boring information.
Press 2 to hear the rainbow. Press 3 to go under the sea.
Ooh.
Press 4 to hear your horoscope.
Oh, wow.
Press 5 to go into the fairy garden.
Ah, press fairy garden.
Press 6 to some things that I like about you.
Oh.
Press 7 to hear about someone else's issues. Oh. Press 8 for a song being sung in meows. Press 9 for fluffy pillow pancakes.
Oh,
oh my God.
0 to go back.
What was the last one?
0 to go back. So we've picked
nine. Oh, we've
picked
nine
fluffy pillow pancake.
All right,
all right,
let's
dial it.
Number 9.
These are the things you need someone to buy for you.
Ah.
One mashed banana, one cup of boring wholemeal flour.
She sounds bored.
One gold earring,
a
cup of almond meal, one teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 4 eggs, and the carton 2, 150 mils of chocolate milk.
Oh.
1 tablespoon coconut oil, 2 teaspoons baking powder.
What is this recipe?
3 bad habits.
Fluffy pancakes.
Oh.
Mixed berries to serve.
Wow, that's a lot.
Maple syrup to serve.
What?
And 1 cup of last night's tears.
Oh! Like happy tears?
These are the things you need to do. Step 1. Place all the ingredients in a blender or a food processor. Blend until smooth.
Ooh.
Add the baking powder and blend for a further 5 to 10 seconds. Lick the bowl.
Hello?
Step 2.
Heat
a non-stick frying pan over medium to high heat.
Yeah.
Add 1 teaspoon of the remaining oil.
Okay.
Pour some of the batter into the pan.
Whoa.
And wait until it bubbles.
Wait, isn't there an earring in there?
If you flip it like on TV, you will.
Sorry? Say that again?
Step 3.
Oh, okay.
No, she's moved on.
Eat them, I guess.
Okay.
Oh,
if you say so.
If you want. What about the earring?
Hello?
Hello?
Tell us about the earring.
I kind of thought we'd be talking to an actual person. Hello?
Oh, how many does it make for?
Oh, and that's it. Hung up. Oh, my God.
I'm actually
really curious. I'm going to call the rest of them.
What happened?
That was quite interesting. She has a very soothing voice, don't you think?
She's also, like, commentating on whether she thinks it's good or not with these little accusations.
What about the earring? Last night's tears was a bit interesting. Hopefully you didn't have a whole cup of last night's tears. And who collects their tears? It would be kind of a little bit messed up.
Yeah, we need the recipe a bit broken down.
Yeah, I think maybe we should try and make it. Or I'm going to call all the other ones. I want to hear Under the Sea or Boring Information or my horoscope. I do love my horoscope.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that next week.
Two adults.
That's right. It is time for How to Adult, where
yes,
we
is.
Learn to do adulty things here on Get Serial Saturdays.
Yes, because we need a little bit of help, don't we?
Oh, always. And we are very lucky today to have a guest in studio to teach us how to adult. We have Claire, who is a tax accountant, joining us. Hello, Claire.
Hello, ladies. How are we?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Well, now, let's fire off into our first question
because
then.
Because today is June 30.
Yes, it is. It is. So it is time for doing our taxes, our
yes.
tax return. And I still don't really know exactly what I'm meant to do. So I guess that's why we've got you in the studio.
The expert.
Yes.
So what does tax time even mean?
So tax time, ladies, it just means that you have to declare to the government how much you've earned and the government takes a bit of that from you.
That's a bit rude.
It is a bit
rude
in the form of tax. So the more you earn, unfortunately, the more tax you're going to have to pay. And
right.
that's what tax time means.
Right.
Okay. Why do we have to even pay tax in the first place?
Exactly.
Just in case you like roads and hospitals and things like that.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah.
the government does have to pay for those things somehow.
Right. So if you want to fly, it'll be all right.
Yeah. Like if you didn't want to use the roads, hospitals or breathe, I'm sure that you could get away with not paying tax.
Right, okay, yeah. Mm.
So why did you seek out a job in tax? Things that people find so frustrating trying to do their tax return. Why did you seek out a job in it?
I was like ruining people's lives, you know? When they see their tax return and they see how much they have to pay, that just gives me joy. No,
yes.
to be honest, out of all the accounting, it was the one that changes the most.
So changes.
Always diverse, always changing, because it depends on what the government wants to do.
Right.
So every year they change the rules and every year I have to keep up to date with them.
Right. So do you have like different clients and you do their tax returns?
Yep. So I have individuals through to companies and then, I do their tax returns for them.
Companies. So you must be dealing with large amounts of tax and money
sometimes
and all that.
Sometimes very scary amounts of money.
Wow.
So sometimes I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my God.
How do you do it, Claire, without pulling your hair out?
I mostly pull my hair out.
Okay.
She's bald now. I actually have no hair as a result.
So, like, well, based on that, what advice would you give to young people like us who are doing their tax returns, who don't really know what they're doing, who are kind of struggling with the whole idea with tax? What could we do to make things a bit easier or what would help?
Mm. What I can do, girls, is I can give you a brief rundown on how it all works.
Please.
So what happens is when you put your tax return in, the first thing you have to do is put the little career you do at the top box, and that is the government's tell. So, for example, Sam, say that you are a builder in Brunswick, for example.
Yes.
Classic Sam.
Yeah.
So you put in your builder in Brunswick in the top little corner of your tax return and then the government will use all of your income and all of your deductions and match it against other builders in your general area.
So
if your income or your deductions are higher than other builders in Brunswick or a lot lower than other builders in Brunswick, then they'll be like, what's going on? And that's when they're going to double check your tax return a bit more.
Gotcha.
So I think the important thing from that is to make sure that whatever you are deducting or whatever you're claiming is legitimate. Because if yours is outside of what people around you are deducting, the government is going to notice using your job and where you're from.
Right.
Mm. What if you've got several different jobs? Like if you're a builder part-time, but you're also, say...
A florist.
Yeah, and you've got to claim, like, flower sort of stuff that you buy.
And concrete.
So
it's a common combo.
do they track both of them? Is there certain bits where they go, okay, well, no, because, you know, this one's your primary job, you can't claim tax on the secondary job, or what? How does that work?
I mean, imagine a lot of people out there are working multiple jobs trying to support themselves and study and do that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
So when you put in the job at the top corner of your tax return, you have to do your primary job. So, for example, say you're a builder most of the time, but a florist once a week, you'd put builder at the top. But the main thing as well, when I say be legitimate, is just have things that back you up. So say you have your concrete and also your flary things. Just make sure you have the receipts. So if the government does think it's a bit suspicious and they pull you in, you can be like, look at all my receipts.
So our listeners out there who are probably going, oh, my God, tax time, maybe it's the first time they have to lodge a tax return.
Yeah.
They've got until, you know, a couple of months to get their stuff together.
Yeah, we've got to the end of October.
Yeah. What advice do you have for them to sort of get into the habit of putting together stuff, or what do they need to do between now and October?
Yeah.
So I think the main thing is for them just to be taking photos of your receipts. If you buy something for work, probably not that helpful now that this financial year has ended.
Study, potentially.
Yeah.
Would that help?
Books?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. books if you want, but the tax return mostly for individuals is quite simple. So if you've bought something that you've needed to use for your everyday job, it's probably deductible, and just make sure you have a photo of that receipt or something to back you up.
Brilliant.
Yeah, beautiful. And the last question, do you do your tax return yourself?
I do my tax return myself. Don't worry, ladies.
Do you enjoy doing it yourself?
Because I often actually, I get money back. So
it's the money.
Yeah, it's the money. The day it comes out, I'm there doing my own tax return.
Yeah. Banging on the door.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Give me my payment slip.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Claire. Yeah.
Thanks, Claire. It's good to have you in the studio. That was Say My Name, Destiny's Child. A banger right there. You're listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
Yeah, and if you want to check out any more of our tasty tunes, we've basically Shazammed them for you right on our Twitter. If you search for Get Serial, you can find everything that we've played there.
Definitely. And check out our socials. You can have a look at the 1-800 for Fluff that we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we posted a photo for that. At Get Serial, check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Have a look at all of that.
All the things. And if you missed anything, like Sam said, we rang a hotline to see what they would give us in terms of some answers. If you want to catch up on any of that, any of our chats, any of our stories earlier in the show, we've got a podcast. If you search for Get Serial, we're the Saturday show. You can find it Omni, iTunes, Spotify.
All of that. And the until then, don't worry, you won't miss us too much because you can check out Get Serial every single weekday from Monday starting at 6 a.m.
Tyler and Caleb up next with Saturday Warmings. Keep it sin. Bye.
Bye.